What are the symptoms of bona fide disciple? Radhanath Prabhu. You should come and tell. Sat Shishya Lakhan. Whether you follow or not, you know. Know what? Also do pranam to you, but you should not honor them. This is the main symptom of a high class Uttama Adhikari Mahavaishnava. Why you are doing pranam here? You should not do pranam.
This is all I want to say.
Oh. No, it is a bad thing to do pranam to Gurudev. A satsa shishya never does pranam to Gurudev. Go on.
So Sri Guru Maharaj is asking me to try to describe something of symptoms of such shisha. So I have heard from Guru Vaishnava that shisha means one who is under sasana, under discipline of the Guru. So symptom of such shisha, he always accepts the discipline of the Guru happily.
When he comes, he never stands up and never give any respect. Oh, this is the highest. And more?
So the Guru, the job of the Guru, his duty, his kindness, his mercy is to...
His duty or his kindness. Natural tendency?
Not job, his job.
His job.
His kindness is to inflict discipline on the disciple. Otherwise, the disciple is full of many anattas and aparads. So how will he develop bhakti and go back to Godhead? So Guru Padapanna is very kind, he inflicts discipline on the disciple. So the duty of the satshisha is to accept that discipline very happily.
He should come from a high, aristocratic family. He must. Not from bad family. Oh, he cannot be a good disciple. So he must come from bona fide aristocratic family. Then he can easily, all this will come naturally in his heart. And he naturally he will do. He also does pranam, he may not to pranam to all Kanishta Adhikari also. He does not think that they are Kanishta Adhikari. He thinks that, oh, all are superior than me. You get even a trained, he can give respect. So if not giving respect to proper to any Vaishnavas, then he must be what? I cannot say that he is demon, but he may be demon. More?
So in the Bhagavatam,
Bhagavat Bhakti Rasamriti, you should take all Hari Bhakti Vilas. In Hari Bhakti Vilas and Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, all has been given. He should wake up before Gurudev. He should wake up in the morning before or give up all this nonsense. He should, what I told? If Guru wakes up before 3, what disciples should do? He should wake up at about 8 or 7. What he should? When Gurudev does his arati, his anik arati, takes bath, and after Shishya should come and do pranam. What is this? This is not of a pure disciple. More? He, before waking of Gurudev, he prepares all things, where, how he will do his natural things, how he will take bath, his garments, his everything he makes ready before. And when he sleeps, when Gurudev sleeps, after that, making everything, and then he sleeps. So, all etiquette should be there. If Guru has honor for anyone and has love and affection, he should have more affection to them. He should not think that I am a Vaishnava. Never. More? Have you read all these things anywhere in Bhakti, in Hari Bhakti Vilas? You have no time to see all these books. Have I warned you that you should not read all these books? Then why? We should read and follow all these things. For I am telling to all, don't do chatter-patter here, there, so many bogus things. You should try to know all these things. First, etiquettes, Vaishnava achar, we should know. And if you are not following the Vaishnava achar, knowing what meaning? Behavior of Vaishnava. Then how you can be in Madhyam Adhikar? So, you should try to follow all these things. Otherwise, you cannot be. Sit down. I'm very simple. Ashamed. Yes. I'm very ashamed. Perhaps you are in our about more than 10 years. I'm not chastising him, but all. We should try to know all these etiquette, Vaishnava achar. If a Vaishnava, more than you, superior somewhat, stand up and go, Prabhu, come on. And if he is going, you should tell him that, Prabhu, he should follow him up to the border line of village or anywhere. We should all follow. How he will be pleased, we should try to do. We should remember always the uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami, Kalidas Lahiri, how he used to do. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was controlled somewhat. He never used to give his charanodak to anyone, but he took two times, then he catched. Oh, you are Vaishnava, giving proper respect. So if anyone have not learned to give proper respect to Vaishnava, even Kanishta Adhikar, to others, to Uttam Mahabhagavatam, then he is really not a real disciple or Madhyam Adhikari. Real devotees are real disciple. So we should try to be like that. If you are not learning all these things, how you can be? Very humble. Very humble. Not controller. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in chariot festival, and after that, when it was finished, and after 1 month, when they began to return to their homes in Bengal, Mahaprabhu called all, and then the Vaishnava of Kulin Gram, where in Bengal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to give honor to the dogs of Kulin Gram, because they used to take remnants and to follow Ekadasi and all other things, always hearing Harikatha, the dogs of the Vaishnava village. No? So one of them, he asked, now I am returning to home. So you are also returning from today, from tomorrow. You will return to your where your abodes, here and there. And I will advance in my preaching to Washington and from Europe and here and there. So, what is our duty to do? And then what? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, do you remember? When Mahaprabhu was in Puri after festival of Jagannath Day, when they were returning, Mahaprabhu, one asked to Mahaprabhu.
They asked, what is the symptom of a Vaishnava?
No, no. What should we go do when we will return to our homes? Tumko yaad hai? To bolo. Tumko pura yaad hai. Tum log bhi padhta nahi aaj kal. Samay nahi milta hai. यही तो मुश्किल है, पढ़ना चाहिए. जब समय मिले तब इधर उधर दूसरा कोई चीज ना दे करके बस ये प्राण समझो. इफ यू हैव टेस्ट इन दीज थिंग्स ओ यू आर मध्यम अधिकारी. देन इफ टेस्ट इन रीडिंग, टेस्ट इन वैष्णव सेवा, टेस्ट इन हरिनाम, टेस्ट इन हरी हियरिंग हरी कथा, ओ एवरीथिंग इज नो नो फियर ऑफ फॉल डाउन, नेवर एंड नेवर. बट इफ दिस टेस्ट इज नॉट, oh, very critical position. Very critical, critical. At any time we can go down. No. What?
Guruve Gaurachandra Radhikaya Tadave Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namah. So at first, when they approached Mahaprabhu and requested him, oh, Mahaprabhu, can you tell us what is our duty now we are returning to our homes? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, Prabhu kohi vaishnav seva namasankirtan dvikaro shigra pave krishna charan. So two things that you should do. What is that? Serving Vaishnavas and performing nam sankirtan.
When you will return, then I will, but not here, there. But you should do, follow my instructions. What do?
Two things, Vaishnava Seva and Nam Sankirtan.
No, no. Krishna Seva perhaps. Krishna Seva, Vaishnava Seva. Oh, you can see in... Yes. Have you? You can see. And then he told that we know Krishna and we can serve by archan and doing so. But how to serve?
So then they asked, you are saying to chant, do Nam Sankirtan. We can follow this, but you are saying we should serve Vaishnavas. But who is Vaishnava? Who is qualified, really Vaishnava? One who said that Asat Sangha Chaga E Vaishnava Chas, Tri Sangha Ekasadu Krishna Bhakta A. You can recognize Vaishnava by something. What is that? They give up bad association. They never keep the company of those who are like Mayavadi, or they're attached to ladies, or have friendship with those who are attached to ladies. So they give up these things. So every year, the residents of Kuliagra.
Next year? Again, they ask the same question. And then what? Oh, you should sit down, please. Simple. Next year, again, same question. And then Mahaprabhu told?
So, next year they asked again.
Oh, you have phone? What is that? First year? Go on.
Next year, when Mahaprabhu asked them to return their house, they told Mahaprabhu, what we shall do, you have told us, but what is the symptom of Vaishnav? How we can recognize them? Then Mahaprabhu replied, that who chant even one Harinam, you can see is Vaishnav. And who always chant Harinam continuously, he is Vaishnavatara means better than previous one. And jahar ke dekhile mukhe aise krishna naam
unta antim bolna koi ek sang hi bolna nirantar je kare seti second and third year he told
nirantar krishna naam jahar badane se vaishnav bhajata har charane to who always chanting hari naam is vaishnav please respect him by body mind and speech. And next year again they asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in third year. Then Mahaprabhu replied, Jahar darshane mukhe aise krishna naam tahare janiya tumi vaishnava pradhan.
Oh, you should see here. Madhya and ninth. Madhya chaudah nagiko. Rajyatra. Rajyatra Madhya.
Rajyatra is
14. Chapter 13.
So, seeing whom Krishnanam came automatically in your mouth, then you can think, you can consider him that is Vaishnava Pradhan, the Uttam Adhikari. You will serve him like your soulmate, like your life and soul.
You have? Sit down. Yes, sir. Read and tell.
This is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 16, text 17. Prabhu kahe Vaishnav seva naam sankirtan dvi karo shiga pave Shri Krishna charan.
First year.
The Lord, they're asking him this question, and the Lord replied, you should engage yourself in the service of the servants of Krishna, Vaishnavas, and always chant the holy name of Krishna. If you do these two things, you will very soon attain the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet.
He told nothing, only two things. Vaishnava Seva and?
Nam
Sankirtan. But I see that the devotee is always udasin from these Nam Sankirtan.
Not very enthusiastic.
Indifferent.
Indifferent always. Sometimes chanting, sometimes, it will be in hand, like me, but not chanting. Oh, talking so many things. And sometimes it will be like Kailash. No, whom? Whom? Kailash. No. Oh, Gita.
Gita songs.
Gita. And we will keep. And 1, 2, 3, 4 days I have no remember where I have kept. And when we are going to any Vaishnava meeting or anywhere, then I will take. Especially on the time of driving. You should be careful. With taste, with greed, we should try to. What Mahaprabhu is telling? Nam Sankirtan. Oh, we should do with test. And second?
Vaishnava Seva.
How you can do Vaishnava Seva? Vaishnava Seva means? Oh, first you should know who is Vaishnava. If you are serving any bogus person who is not Vaishnava, all mota-mota tilak, mota-mota, and this four kilos of japamala. This japamala. Very big, big. Better or more?
Bigger.
Then he's Vaishnava. Not honoring any Vaishnava. He thinks that I am Guru. Not this. Actually he should be. He should know the symptoms of Vaishnava. And then according to their status, he should honor them all. Even Kanishtha Adhikari, he should not kick out. Very good behavior, having love and affection for them. Go on.
Text 71. Teho kohi ke Vaishnava kitara loksha Kulavasi Kahi Prabhu Jani Taramar. The inhabitant of Kuliagram said, please let me know who is actually a Vaishnava and what his symptoms are. Understanding his mind, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and gave the following reply. Krishna nama nirantara jahara badane se vaishnava shrestha bhajatahara charane. A person who is always chanting the holy name of the Lord is to be considered a first-class Vaishnava, and your duty is to serve his lotus feet.
If a Vaishnava is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and if any senior Vaishnava or Gurudev coming, what he should do? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, dekha, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He should do like this? And he should do like, if he is coming by this way, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is Vaishnava etiquette or what this is? And that is why Agastya Rishi cursed Indra, though he was a devotee and he was doing something, aradhana, but he said, oh, you should be at once mad elephant. And he became elephant. And that was fighting with. So we should try to. Then we read, but we should read to practice. Not to know only and to defeat any Vaishnava. I know more than you.
The following year, the inhabitants of Kulinagram again asked the Lord the same question. Hearing this question, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again taught them about the different types of Vaishnavas. Jahara darshana loke aise krishna naam tahare janiya tumi vaishnava pradhan.
Oh, Haridas Thakur, what doing? Always chanting. So if Raghunath Das Goswami met and he began to chant, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Anyone sing Haridas Thakur, oh, automatically he will be inspired to take chant name. Even animals, dogs and all others, they will be inspired. So you should know him like Vaishnava Pradhan. If Harikatha comes, he remembers any pastimes of Krishna, Mahaprabhu or Vaishnava. Oh, this is also like name. Equal things. No difference. Mahaprasade, Govinde, Nama, Brahmani, Vaishnave, Salpa Punyavatang Rajan Vishwas. We repeat this mantra daily, but knowing nothing, then what is? All are Krishna, Mahaprasade, Govinda, Nama, Brahmani, Nama Brahmani, Vaishnava. All are what? Tulasi. All are Krishna. So all, if Uttam Mahabhagavat, he is also Krishna. What kind of Krishna? Sakshat Haritvena Samastha Shastra. Kintu prabhur yog priya eva tasya. All are priya. So they are also Bhagavan. Sevak Bhagavan. Sevak Bhagavan. All Sevak Bhagavan here.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, a first class Vaishnav is he whose very presence makes others chant the holy name of Krishna.
Yes. We should have a grit to be like that and to serve the Vaishnavas like this. First he will be, have so greed, so desire to serve a Vaishnava like this. More?
Nama kare kahe prabhu Vaishnava lakhyan Vaishnava Vaishnava tara ara Vaishnava tama. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed different types of Vaishnavas, the Vaishnav, Vaishnavatara, and Vaishnavatama. He thus successively explained all the symptoms of a Vaishnava to the inhabitants of Kulingram.
Thank you. Bas. Gaur Premanande. Oh, these are the last teachings here. In evening, we will glorify Samrup Goswami. But not fully possible. I wanted to give it, but oh, so high, so high. If we cannot digest these things, how we can hear all these things? We are not qualified for. Gaur Pramanande.
Nama Parado, Nama Basu, anything.
Oh, but something is there. Like you can come in Upadeshamrita, fifth or sixth slok. Yes. Dikshasti Cheta. Prabhupada told Dikshasti Cheta. He should have all these things. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur, we should reconcile. If he is chanting, then we should know, Madhyama Adhikari, that he is chanting, oh, high class of some name. Not like Kanishtha Adhikari. Asat-sanghin or asat-sanghin. No? And Mayabadi, asat-sang and lusty. All these things he. And then chanting. And he has some relation now. He has some taste in chanting, hearing. Then, if he chanting name, we should. Like Dandot Pranam and oh, respecting. Otherwise, by mind. And if he is asasang yukta with asasang, oh, we should not.
But if we see other Vaishnavas being disrespected or Vaishnava not respecting another Vaishnava, should we tolerate or should we?
Oh, sometimes not tolerate. Not tolerate. That I cannot tolerate. This is my weakness. What should I do? Naturally it comes. If anyone criticizing me, I will tolerate. He can beat me, I can tolerate. He will abuse so much, I can tell. But if he is criticizing my Guru Deva or any pure person, I cannot. I'm the last person or first person.
First person to jump. Like a lion.
He may be anyone. I don't fear. Go. What?
This morning in the morning.
What?
In San Francisco, you really inflicted fear in us when you said association with Mayavads. You really gave a clear explanation that you could even lose the association of the Guru Parampara, you could lose the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And I asked you, who is the Mayavad? And you said, oh, easy to recognize. But I ask you again, just for more detail, is somebody who shows indifference to you, are they also inflicted with Mayavad? When I associate with them, I feel a draining of my energy that you give me. Are they also?
Oh, you should at once try to give up all that association, bad association. At once, without delay, a moment, you should give up. Which is favorable for bhakti, only you should accept strongly, and which is not favorable at once, or strictly you should follow, you should give up. Whether his father, mother, wife, friend, anyone.
Gurudev, I think that Kriparam Prabhu is asking for a reconciliation of an apparent contradiction that we should not tolerate if someone is offending a bhakta. But at the same time, if we criticize others, then we get those qualities.
Oh, but so we should have power to criticize. If you are Kanishta and you are going to criticize, you cannot do. It may be that you can be in his trap. But give up his association at once. And if you can do anything, like Mahaprabhu, very humbly, turned that Sarvam Bhattacharya from Mayavad also. And how he gave so many times the associations of that bad person. Once Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were going to Kolnar anywhere, and in the way he, or some, one drunker came, and he used, began to give, offered. Oh, this is Mahaprasad, you should take. I have given bhog to, offer to Krishna, and you should take. And what he did? Jump in the Ganges, and went other side. We should try to follow Mahaprabhu. Oh, I have no time now.
One announcement. The devotees for initiation should be in the room of Janaka Prabhu's house at 8:45.
Only they will go, not other
people. Nobody else should be there.
And pass and pass 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
Very quickly. Huh?
9 o'clock. Nagar Sangatan, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, Nagar Sangatan. In Gainesville.
Okay. So many declarations.
We have a list.
Thus ends the class in the morning of the 28th of May in Alachua, Florida. Hare Krishna.